Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. This is Topic A. We're around 5:10. We talk about local issues going on, and one of those may be the possibility of a boutique hotel now that the Galesburg City Council has signed off on a plan to sell the former Ferris Moving building near the Amtrak Depot to a group including Kit Wilcox, who's joining us here in the studio tonight. Kit, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm very well, probably not as good as you are now that you got the property you wanted, right?
Well, we feel pretty good right now anyway.
For folks who don't know, the city has been talking about wanting to turn that property into a boutique hotel for years, and what finally interested you in it? Because this has been a long time coming, and I guess, forgive me for saying what took so long, but what took so long to get to this point?
Well, I credit my son, Cece, who is here with us, probably 3 or 4 years ago, something like that, we have family friends who are developers down in Bloomington area, and Cece deals with them on a pretty regular basis. And they were looking to expand and doing some other projects, possibly multifamily, more probably condominium. And Cece got to talking with them about this building here. And they came up from Bloomington. We toured the building. We had meetings with the city. And we worked on it for 2 or 3 months probably. Ultimately, though, the developer decided that the project cost was too great. And so, unfortunately, we lost them. But throughout that process, we, knew, of course, the city had purchased it for the purpose of a boutique hotel. Mm-hmm. That got us thinking down the track of boutique hotel.
And Cece is here as well. So, Cece, thanks for coming in. I'm going to put you on the spot here as well. What led you to want to have that first set of discussions? Ultimately, it didn't work out maybe the way you wanted, but what sparked an interest in your mind?
Facebook, of all things.
Okay.
You know, go figure. I saw a local photographer takes pictures of buildings in mm-hmm. Galesburg, and I don't remember offhand which photographer it was. I know a number of them. They're all very, very good, but mm-hmm. he took a picture of it and was saying, he said something like, it's just too bad this building, you know, this beautiful building is sitting here vacant. And I'm like, that is so true, you know, and I'm constantly talking to my friend, the developer my father referred to, and other people regarding real estate in Galesburg. I'm involved in some real estate myself, so I enjoy buildings and insuring them and all kinds of stuff. So I saw this. I'm like, oh, that's such a cool building, you know. And I didn't know at the time it was actually our relatives that had built the building. So that's where the interest was sparked. And I then called my dad maybe and my friend, my buddies over in Bloomington right away and said, hey, you know, here's this other deal, you know, or here's this building. Then I sent him a picture. I said, this would be really cool. It's right downtown. It's by Seminary Street and all that. And so that's where it all started.
So I imagine that probably, Kit, that's probably the real drive is maybe to a point to kind of keep it in the family, I suppose, maybe for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I think the big thing, well, of course, the city also, you know, did a study on it and to determine that, yes, its best use at this point would be for a boutique hotel. But, there's also the aspect that, my wife Pam, as we started looking at this, she really delved into some research for us about, because unfortunately my mother passed away last year, so and this was her side of the family that built it. So we really didn't have anybody, to be able to talk to. So Pam did some research on it, and, we found out that, first of all, my great uncle that built the building, had a McCullum Brothers candy factory, he and two of his brothers. They started that business in 1909, and by 1918 they were doing so well that they built this brand new building. And during those times, that business was one of the largest wholesalers of candy in the United States, employed 200 people in that facility. So I'm looking at it saying, wow, this was a huge business back then, did extremely well, and now this building's sitting here empty. So we'd like to see the that building revitalized, come back to life, and appreciate it as it was back in those days.
If I've got this right, Kit and Cece, you have investors lined up that are gonna help with this and get this moving forward.
We better.
That doesn't sound as confident as maybe I think you might like to hear.
Well, as I told the city, I don't have the money to do this myself.
Right.
I am willing to invest as much as I can possibly afford into it, but it's an $8 million project, so we need a lot of investors, and we are looking to. We have certainly talked with a lot of investors, but until we had control of the building, we really couldn't do the things that we need to do to make a pitch to an investor. We need to get a pro forma. We need to get a prospectus. We need to have architectural and engineering plans done. And
so you're at that point where you can start moving forward with that stuff. Right?
Absolutely. Okay. Yep. As of last night.
All right. So talk about, do you have a kind of a timeline yet, or is it just kind of dependent on how much interest there is and that sort of thing?
Well, the unknown probably is, the fundraising end of it, the investors. We know from experience or conversations with owners of other boutique hotels that this process can take a couple years, particularly getting the historic designation, which we anticipate being able to get in our project up in La Crosse, Wisconsin. That just the historic designation was a year-long process. We don't anticipate it taking that long here, but their total project, in part because of the year for the historic designation, their total project was a two-year project.
Okay.
We don't anticipate that, but are not planning for anything less because it's a wait and see thing.
We're short on time, but Cece, how do you sell something like this to a potential investor, do you think? Or Kit?
I think they have to believe in Galesburg, mm-hmm. One way or the other. I don't foresee us going outside of Galesburg. Of course, if there's people outside of Galesburg that want to invest, I think that'd be wonderful because we definitely believe in this in our city. But I think you got to believe in Galesburg and the potential of the building and the history of the building and
the boutique hotel concept.
Yep.
It absolutely ties in perfectly with Seminary Street and everything that's been done downtown. It's a unique experience, which is what you get with the specialty shops. You get that same thing from a boutique hotel.
Okay. Anything else that either of you want to add before we wrap up here about this? I imagine in some ways this might be both an easy sell and a tough sell at the same time.
Well, my name's in the paper all the time for the real estate business, so you shouldn't have any problem getting my phone number. Pick it up off a yard sign, whatever. But anyone who has an interest with ideas, money, anything, please contact me because this is a thing for the community. It's not just one person's idea. It's a lot of people.
And history of the old building. If you know anyone that worked there and has old memorabilia from the actual candy factory, we're desperately looking for that stuff.
Yeah, I would love to see that. That sort of thing interests me to no end, so for sure.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll have either one or the both of you back in as time progresses to see how things are going and how far along we are with this project. Kit and Cece Wilcox, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck trying to get this off the ground and going.
Great. Thank you, Will.